In Oakland, California today, one of the longest-running criminal trials in the state's history came to an end. Three former police officers were found innocent of 8 counts, including kidnapping and assault, but the judge declared a mistrial on 27 other charges. The former officers, part of a night shift who called themselves the Riders, policed one of the roughest sections of Oakland. The three have been fired from the police department, and their alleged ringleader is believed to have fled to Mexico to escape prosecution. On the line with us from Oakland is reporter Judy Campbell of member station KQED in San Francisco. And Judy, remind us what this case was about and what the men were charged with.
Well, it was a group of officers that were charged in West Oakland of really aggressive police tactics. They were charged of beating suspects, kidnapping them, planting drugs, falsifying their arrest reports. And it all centered around the testimony of one rookie cop who was only lasted in the job for about 10 days. And he was the whistleblower. So the case is centered around everything that he saw during that 10 days.
Now, the jury has been locked in deliberations on these charges for about 4 months. Do you have any idea of what took them so long?
Well, one thing is that there were just tons of witnesses. There was a civil trial that was settled in the middle of it. It was settled for $11 million. More than 100 of these suspected drug dealers, many of them with former records of being prosecuted for drug dealing, did settle for thousands of dollars. So there was a lot of testimony for them, and there was a lot of wrangling over the testimony of the whistleblower. It was an incredibly complicated case.
What did the defense argue in brief in this case?
A lot of the trial was about police tactics. The defense argued that they were under direct orders from Mayor Jerry Brown and the police chief to get out on the street and clean up the neighborhood of drug and violent crimes. There was this idea that the streets were so bad that it just takes an unusual effort on the part of the police to clean it up. And the jury may have been sympathetic to that. There were no African Americans on the jury, even though all of the victims in the case were African American. So they may have been sympathetic to that. The police and the prosecutors argued that these were just 4 bad apples and they were not following police orders at all.
The jury had deliberated for so long, a hung jury could not have been a great surprise at this point. What is anticipated there in terms of a reaction on the streets of Oakland to this hung jury and mistrial?
Well, there have been people in West Oakland who are saying they are very upset by it. They say that the case seemed fairly clear to them, and they know people, the Riders are notorious in the neighborhood. They know that these are a group of police officers, they say, that were terrorizing the community, and they think the hung jury means that the system just doesn't work for African Americans. However, people are also very cynical. A lot of them expected this verdict, and you don't see a lot of surprise, and it looks like on the street people are saying there's really not going to be much violence, but the police have beefed up their forces and are prepared for it.
Is it clear that the men will be retried now, that there'll be a new trial on the charges in which they were not acquitted?
The district attorney says he hasn't made up his mind yet on that. Next week they'll all come back to court, and he should decide if he's filing new charges then.
Thank you. Judy Campbell, reporter for member station KQED, who joined us from Oakland, California.